beautiful day. This is supposed to be the first of several days of warmer weather. I'm talking about like the mid-70s, lower 80s. It looks like they've downscaled it, luckily. It's going to be more mid to upper 70s. We'll take it. We've had nonstop rain for weeks and weeks and weeks. Months, actually. And I'm looking out to some beautiful sunshine. Bear with me. I've only been awake for a few moments. Today is my Monday. I broke a tooth yesterday. I can't believe it. I'm 53 years old. I've never broken a tooth. I've never broken a bone. I've cracked a tooth, but not through my own doing. It's because I had an a-hole of a dentist who did a horrible root canal that actually got infected. I actually ended up losing the tooth. It was either having it extracted or having it shatter in my mouth in 1,000 pieces. Guy's lucky I didn't sue him. But God, I hate that feeling. I was biting into it. We were starting off a beautiful day with friends. And we're at our favorite bakery in Olympia, Washington. They'll give them a plug. San Francisco Street Bakery. We love San Francisco Street Bakery. I got a sea salt bagel with butter. That's all I was craving all morning long. And actually from the day before, that's all I wanted. Not necessarily a sea salt bagel, but one of their bagels. They bake them fresh every day. On my second bite into the bagel, and I don't bite the bagel like a sandwich unless I have like lox on them and stuff. And even then, I eat it in like halves. So I took one half of the bagel with just butter on it, took a bite, delicious. Took another bite, felt a crunch in my mouth like I had just bit into a rock. And my brain interpreted that as an actual rock. Like, there was a rock in my bagel, and I'm like, you know, that happens sometimes. I guess things fall into the food as they're making it. But I'm like, my God, this is a big piece of rock salt if I bit into something this hard. So everyone was at the table, and I'm like, I just bit into something really hard. And I kind of spit out the piece. I was very embarrassed. I gently spit it into my fingers and looked around for what I bit into, and I found something hard. It was my tooth. It was like half my tooth or a third of my tooth came off. I have never broken a tooth in my life. I don't grind my teeth by all accounts. I have a CPAP machine. I sleep very deeply at night due to medication for my periodic limb movement. And without that medicine, I would just keep Sarah up all night and I would never hit deep sleep. So I take medicine for that. So I don't grind my teeth. People grind their teeth, fracture their teeth all the time, and they get, you know, these little hairline cracks that they don't know are there. And then all of a sudden they bite into something soft like a bagel and they tooth shatters or breaks. But this was like a clean break off my tooth and I'm very upset. I was very embarrassed. It kind of ruined the rest of my mojo for the rest of the day. And I am off to the dentist today in a few hours. Thank God they fit me in. Today's my Monday, as I said. So I start, you know, my long week at work, 4 12-hour nights starting tonight, 6P to 6A. And I had an appointment anyway for my cleaning coming up in a couple weeks, but they moved me up to today because of my broken tooth. I still kept the tooth. I don't know why. I don't know. It's almost like instinctively, like when you lose a thumb in an industrial accident, you want to like look for the thumb. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh my God, I got to save the tooth. So I put it in my pocket. I don't even want to look at it. Teeth skeeze me out. Teeth really, really skeeze me out. I don't like it. The kids used to always tease me when they got loose teeth. They knew it bugged me. So they would come up and say, hey, take a look at this. And they'd wiggle their teeth. Oh boy. I don't know why. I just don't like a wiggling tooth. I think it's because as an adult, if your tooth's wiggling, there's something really wrong. When you're a kid, it means the tooth fairy's coming, right? So they want their teeth to wiggle. When you're old, you don't want your teeth to wiggle. And you certainly don't want them to break when you bite into a bagel. Of all things, I'm so embarrassed that I broke a tooth on a soft, I mean, it was toasted, but it wasn't a hard, we're not talking about cheap bagels from the store, you know. They were made like a month ago and you have 1,000 preservatives in them. I'm talking about a bagel that was baked probably an hour before. Fresh bagel. It wasn't even that hard. God, just embarrassing. It's like breaking your arm, flushing the toilet. I mean, that's what it feels like to me. It would be like I flushed the toilet, I broke my arm and I'm screaming and my wife says, what's wrong? I go, I broke my arm. She goes, how'd you do that? I flushed the toilet. No thanks. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. This is a free version. I haven't done one in a little while. And I think I'm going to start doing them more often to try to see if that will inspire you to come join the paid podcast, because the paid podcast is frankly in trouble. I got to figure out how to make some money over there. We're just going to shut the whole thing down because it takes a lot of my time, a lot of my effort, and none of you folks are moving over to it. So if you are listening on the free site, HughesFromTheHeart.com, I really need you at some point to just kind of come over and support the podcast if you would. It's a dollar a month. That's all I ask. Daily content. There's always something coming up every day, and it's like pennies a day. It's like 3 cents a day. And if you really like what I'm doing here, I need your support. It's gone from a want to a need, frankly. I'm just being totally honest with you. We got to keep the lights on for the podcast because I love what I'm doing here. I don't want to see it go away, but I can't do it without you. I can't do it without you. And the frustrating part, I think, for me, and I'm not going to lecture you here. We're going to get into a topic here in just a minute. The thing that frustrates me the most is I look at my stats on the free podcast, and it is unbelievable. I mean, let me just update it here in case it's changed. We are heard, this podcast, you are hearing my voice in 56 countries. It's up to 959 total cities. And yet, zero conversion rate from this version to the paid version, zero. I mean, I got to get some of you, most of you, all of you, to want to join the paid podcast. I don't know what your hesitation is when it's so cheap. I mean, so I appreciate you. I need you to come over $1 a month. That's all there is to it. Patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Help me keep the lights on, for God's sakes. Why are Nordic kids the happiest in the world? We've heard that before, and I found this on online. Expert reveals top three tips for raising kids the Danish way. I have some Danish blood in me. I don't know if you know that or not. My maternal grandfather was born in Randers, Denmark, and I have some Danish blood in me. I've never been. I would love to go one day, and one of our good friends is from Denmark, and we have a very good friend from Sweden, and she's actually coming to visit in late October. She hasn't been here in a couple of years. She usually tries to make a yearly trek. COVID kind of threw that off, and then she made it once, and then it'll be nice to have her visiting. But children in Nordic countries apparently have a lower rate of childhood mental health issues than any other nation. Helen Russell is an author and a parent, and makes a good case for raising all kids the Danish way. This tooth missing isn't changing my voice, I've noticed. I don't particularly like the sound of my own voice, but it doesn't sound different to me. I was like, oh my God, what if I lose a tooth and like the wind blows through it and the air blows through it? And, you know, my God, I'll start sounding like a hillbilly here or something. No offense to hillbillies, but for God's sakes. I feel it every time I talk. Every time my tongue rubs over it, I feel like I have half a tooth, because I do have half a tooth. But at least it's not affecting the sound of the podcast, I don't think. Okay. The digital age has definitely given rise to different types of parenting styles that simply didn't exist really before the internet, when you think about it. We've seen gentle parenting, as some people have called it. 73% of millennials believe they are doing a better job of raising kids today than their own parents did, thanks to new parenting approaches. According to author and parent Helen Russell, who is 43 years of age, we have a lot to learn from Nordic countries when it comes to parenting and raising children. Russell actually emigrated from the UK to Denmark, so she's not a native Dane. She emigrated 10 years ago with her husband. Three children later, they're raising their kids between the ages of 6 and 9, the Danish way, quote unquote, which she believes is the best way to raise a child and to raise them the happy, healthy way. She actually believes so strongly in the Nordic countries' approach, she's written 2 books about it. The Year of Living Danishly, I love the title, I love that, and How to Raise a Viking. Both detail the many cultural differences between, say, Britain and Denmark. Because she was from the UK, she was born and raised there, it sounds like, and then emigrated to Denmark. So she's comparing really the differences between Britain and Denmark. She highlights how Nordic countries approach parenting, an approach that has led them having some of the happiest kids in the world. So Nordic countries, and we're talking about Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, Iceland, Children in those countries, according to UNICEF data, have a lower rate of childhood mental health issues than any other nation. Denmark, in particular, has regularly and scientifically been proven to be one of the happiest nations on earth since the 70s. Finland, I think, takes the top spot consistently, at least the last few years that I've seen the survey. Finland has been at the top. There was news that the number of children taking sleeping pills in the UK had doubled over the past 7 years, mainly due to mental health struggles and the coining of the new term, the anxious generation, to describe today's youngsters and tweens and teens. Russell revealed her top three tips on how parents can follow the Danish approach to parenting. These are some good tips, and you can comment and let me know what you think. One is to get outdoors, no matter the weather. Now, I'm guilty of this because I like going on long walks. As many of you know, I go on my trash pickups. It's a beautiful day today. If I wasn't going to the dentist and getting ready for a 12-hour workday tonight, I might go on a long walk, but I just don't think it's in the cards for me today. I got to kind of take it easy, clean the house, get my tooth figured out, maybe take a nap before work and then go to work. But my weekends are generally they kick in after I sleep a little bit on Sundays, into Mondays, Tuesdays, and then every other Wednesday I have off. So it's a nice schedule, but don't think I'm spoiled because the pay isn't awesome. And the benefits are, but the pay isn't. And they are 12-hour shifts. So those of you who work 7-8 hours a day, you know, add on another 4 or 5 hours or something like that, and that's what your workday would be like. And that's why your work week ends sooner. Stands to reason. If you're working longer hours, you're not going to work necessarily as many days of the week. But I'm one of those who's guilty that when it's raining, maybe even sprinkling, I just don't feel like walking. Well, that's one of the things different in Nordic countries. Russell reminds us you are lucky to have a body that works, so get out in nature every day and get your body moving. We know from the research that spending time in nature is good for our well-being, and that's whether we're spending time out there playing with toys and games and things like that, or just meditating as I do on my walks. The fresh air and the exercise is undeniably beneficial for adults and for kids. Russell says there is a tendency to stay indoors when it's wet and windy. In Nordic countries, there's no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothes. I like that a lot. No such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothes. Being outdoors, she says, is helping to raise your child's tolerance for discomfort. When they've managed to do a hard thing, they feel confident, proud, and have a sense of mastery over their bodies and their surroundings. It helps children to be more confident and self-sufficient being outside in nature. So the second thing, eat well and as a family. You can't even buy individual packets of crisps where I live in Jutland. I think that's how it's pronounced, Russell says, when describing the differences in snack culture between the UK and Denmark. She says, of course, there are Danish pastries and people eat a lot of butter, but the emphasis is to give children food to fuel them. Oats, rye bread, and fresh seasonal produce. Just as important as what you eat is who you eat with. Danes always sit together as a family for mealtimes. It's never in front of the television set. There are no ultimatums. None of the, if you don't eat your greens, there's no pudding, which can lead to all sorts of conflict. She says, if a child says they are not hungry, there's not a big fuss. Now, I was an only child, so when we had family dinners, it was just my father, my mother, and myself. I didn't have siblings to kind of corral, and as I got older, I lived at home until I got married the first time and moved out. So it was a little bit different. It was different. Today, kids have different schedules. We don't have family meals except like when we have Thanksgiving, and even Thanksgiving's not on Thanksgiving. It's rarely on Thanksgiving Day because too many of us are working, or I'm working, or we get the kids together, as many of them as we can. One's in New York, one's in California still. The others are local. Two are at home. A third one at home some of the time. But even then, they have different work schedules, school schedules. I work swing shift. It's very hard. If my in-laws live with us on the property, they have their own home. We rarely have family dinners. And I'm one of those that I'm going to kind of interject something here. I don't know how important family dinners are, because most of the time you sit at a family dinner, you see people, and I'm not just talking about my own family. I'm talking about just in general. People are bored. Everyone's on their phone. It's almost like they don't want to be there. It's almost like church. Like everybody feels like they have to be there, but nobody really wants to be there. I shouldn't say that. A few of you want to be there. Most people don't. Trust me, most people want to get the hell out of there. And that's what it feels like sometimes at family dinner. So that's not very productive. It may be different in Danish countries, Scandinavian and Nordic countries. And it may be different in Denmark, but I don't know how the work schedules are there. I know it's very socialized. There's a lot of socialism in those countries. And, you know, I'm not saying that disparagingly. I'm just saying that that's the way it is. So maybe there's government rules that everybody works 9 to 5 and nobody works a minute of overtime and nobody does it. So I know there's a lot more restrictions when it comes to things than sometimes in America. And that's just socialism. I mean, it's not knocking Scandinavian countries. Just that's the way socialism works. The government has much more of a say in your life. Although it's feeling like that here in America, trust me. But it's hard for families to sit together. It's just not as feasible as it used to be. Everybody has a different schedule. Everybody's, you know, it's hard to do. Maybe just because we have, you know, 6 kids and it was easier when they were younger. It's a lot more difficult. Even when they were younger, they'd get bored I like this part where it says, if a child's not hungry, it's not a big fuss. Well, you know, you say, okay, we're going to have dinner at 5 o'clock. What if somebody's not really hungry? You know, you just kind of, the old school way of like forcing somebody to eat. And what's interesting, it says here, you know, it's not a big fuss. Well, what if it's in Danish, in Denmark and in Scandinavian countries, what if someone's not hungry at 5 o'clock or at 6 o'clock? Like, what if somebody doesn't feel like eating or would they'd rather stay in their room or eat in their room or something? I don't know. Something tells me more is going on in Nordic countries, in other words, than just eating well and as a family. I think eating well is more important than eating as a family. If I had to choose between the family eating well at different times or eating a bunch of crap as a family, I'd say just eat well and at different times. Number 3 on the list, playtime, a priority. In the UK, 65% of parents struggle to find time to play with their kids. Russell admits that in Denmark, there's a similar struggle with scheduling. Playtime is seen as a vital element of a child's life. She says, play makes us happier and healthier and can aid learning, improve problem solving, and even help with social mobility and reducing inequality. The way that kids play is also important, with Nordic parents believing that play fighting and risky play is especially good for kids. It doesn't matter if you get a few bumps and bruises, promises Russell. I often feel like I don't have time to play, but the idea is that you make play a priority. I like it. Nordic kids, the happiest in the world. And according to this author of 2 books on it, these are the 3 tips for raising kids the Danish way. What are your thoughts? Please comment down below. As always, don't be a stranger. And thank you very much for listening. You may be listening in our top countries of the U.S., Germany, Canada, France, United Kingdom, Japan, Australia, the Russian Federation, South Africa, South Korea. Or you may be listening in our least listened to countries like Chechnya, Morocco, Peru, Indonesia, Ghana, Portugal, Algeria, Iran, Nicaragua, home of my mother, Nicaragua. We got Norway listening. We got Switzerland listening. I know we have Denmark listening and we have Sweden listening. They're right there. Netherlands listening. So thank you very much. Come on over to the paid site, please. $1 a month. I promise you it's not going to bankrupt you. I don't care what country you're in and what the translation of currency is. It's not going to bankrupt you. It just won't. And thanks to our top cities of Frankfurt, Germany at the top, Novato, California, home of our cousins, Colorado Springs, Colorado, number 3, Seattle, Washington, only about 90 minutes away from our home. About 45 minutes to an hour as the crow flies. Olympia, Washington, where we were yesterday, where I broke my tooth, where we have good friends, and where the Olympia Farmers Market is, where my wife and daughter sell their candles from silverhousemarket.com. They are a sponsor of the podcast, by the way. Followed by the city of my birth, San Francisco, California. Thank you, San Francisco. Columbus, Ohio, Ashburn, Virginia, Sparks, Nevada, East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Those are the top cities. Bottom cities, it hopefully will grow. I just want to give everybody a shot here. Kudos. Prague, Cairns in Queensland, Syracuse, Utah, Ilford, Redbridge, I believe that's in England, I think. Lynn, Massachusetts. Oh boy, I don't know where these are. I'd have to look on a map. I really don't know. This one sounds like it might be India. This one might be England. Brandon, Florida. Wow, we have a lot. Casablanca. Oxnard, California, I know where that is. Toms River, New Jersey. Aubrey, Texas. Mexico City, look at this. Thank you very much for listening all over the world. Now, if you would just come over to the paid podcast, guess what would happen? I could do this full time. I'm not even kidding you. If you came over, if even 20% of you came over, I could do this full time. And I'm hoping you will help me do that. I would love to be able to podcast positive vibes all the time. That's my dream, actually. I love my job, and I would keep my job probably. I would, because I enjoy that too, and the benefits are great. But if I could podcast from the woods the rest of the time and not struggle so much, I would love to do that. So please come on over. I know I feel like I'm beating you over the head, but I've been doing this podcast for 6 years now. It's time to join. It just is. I mean, I'm doing as much free content as I can, but come on, guys. You know free doesn't pay the bills. You know that. If you're a CPA, you don't work for free. If you're a baker, you don't bake for free. You might for, like, you know, some fundraisers and, you know, some altruistic things, but you don't bake for free. You don't bank for free. You don't drive a bus for free. You're not a lawyer for free. So come on over, for God's sakes. See, help a guy out. Patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Much love to you. I thank you very much, more than you know. And check out my wife's and daughter's candles. They're getting better and better all the time. Their selection keeps growing. They've got great stuff. Too bad you're not here, or maybe you are. I shouldn't say that, because some of you are listening from the Pacific Northwest. Come on over this Mother's Day weekend. They're going to be there. As I record this, it's the 8th of May, a Wednesday, so they're going to be there tomorrow, the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, including Mother's Day. They're going to spend Mother's Day there, and they have some great special Mother's Day candles that are only available at the Olympia Farmers Market. That's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through October. So please stop by and show them some love and support if you are listening. Tell them you're a listener of the podcast. Tell them you're a listener of Hughes from the Heart, and maybe they'll have a little something. Maybe a little something-something. I'll talk to them about it. A little something-something for you if you mention you are a listener of Hughes from the Heart. Thank you, my friend. Much love to you. We'll talk again very, very soon.